At least 62 al-Qaeda-linked militants have been killed in clashes with Iraqi security forces backed by local tribesmen in the western province of Anbar. A tribal leader says the militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant were killed in Ramadi and a district east of the city. Earlier reports said security forces were in control of most of the areas in Ramadi. They also managed to gain control of some more areas in the nearby city of Fallujah. The two cities in Anbar province have witnessed clashes between security forces and al-Qaeda-affiliated militants over the past several days. The violence broke out after the army removed an anti-government protest camp in Ramadi on Monday. Authorities said the camp was used by al-Qaeda-linked militants. Let's get the thoughts of Sabah Jawad. He's a director of the Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, who joins us from London. Sabah Jawad, this appears to be a major operation that is so far successful based on the eyes of the government there. 62 al-Qaeda-linked militants to have been killed. Are we looking at a possible win of the government, Nur al-Maliki, against these al-Qaeda-linked militants?
Well, the only thing that we're sure about, actually, is that fierce battle is taking place in Ramadi and Fallujah and elsewhere in Anbar province. However, there are conflicting reports from there. Even the Prime Minister, in fact, announced this morning that he's not authorizing anybody to speak about the military situation in these two cities because obviously there are conflicting reports from that city. They're not allowed to speak. Only the joint military command in Baghdad are able to give some accurate figures about what's happening and details about what's happening in Anbar. However, this is not going to be an easy job, basically, for two main reasons. First of all, the Iraqi army is weak. This is the legacy of the American occupation. American occupied Iraq for 10 years and abolished the army and then reconstituted it, depriving it from weaponry. And until now, they refused to give some type of weaponries to the Iraqi army. That's why the Iraqi army relies on the tribal fighters to join in the fight against al-Qaeda. And the second reason that al-Qaeda is powerful enough because they have the support and the logistics support and the finances from major regional powers like Saudi Arabia. They give them a lot of money, and they open the doors for them, volunteers to join from across the world to go to Iraq and Syria and elsewhere as well. So the Al-Qaeda numbers are considered in their thousands, actually, in these two areas, Fallujah and Ramadi, and in Mosul in north of Iraq as well, where they have basically a power base. So it's not going to be easy, one day or 2 days kind of operation. I think long-term strategies. And the other thing which is important also, there is no national consensus in taking a position against al-Qaeda in Iraq. Even the government accused some of its ministers, the vice president, for example, we have Tariq al-Hashimi, being accused by the government of collaborating with terrorism and involving terrorism. We had the former deputy prime minister and certainly a number of MPs in parliament who've been accused of collaborating with terrorism and supporting terrorism in Iraq. So we don't have a national consensus in Iraq among the political groups, even within the current government. So these three reasons combined makes it not easy job, actually, to fight al-Qaeda in Iraq.
Thank you so much for that. Sabah Jawad, the director of Iraqi Democrats Against Occupation, talking to us from London. Thank you.